And now, part four, the conclusion of Do That in Real Life. When Jack Flanders left the Café Beignet, he continued down Decatur Street, headed back to his hotel. Now and then he stops, pretending to look at a shop window. What he's really doing is glancing back to see if he's being followed. But he doesn't see anyone. So he stands there, just feeling the energy of the night as it swirls around him. People hardly notice him. They pass, occupied with their own pursuit of spontaneous happiness. The lights, the colors, the smells reminds Jack of the craziness of Carnival in Rio. But out of this joyous chaos, strange figures slowly emerge.
I knew I'd see them. My God, they're everywhere.
As cars pass by and the revelers' faces are momentarily frozen in the headlights, everything appears to be moving in slow motion.
They're here, all around me. The walking dead, mixing with the living. And neither the dead nor the living notice each other.
Jack.
Huh?
What are you doing?
Just daydreaming.
What were you seeing?
Dead people. They're everywhere.
The dead always walk among us.
I've noticed that lately. So why are you alone on a Saturday night?
I am never alone.
No. You're always accompanied by someone. In fact, I never know who I'm talking to.
Just talk to me.
Well, if I knew who me happens to be.
Do you want to find out?
Yes, I do.
Come home with me.
Sophia, I mean Ashay. If I did that, I may find it's not easy to leave.
Why do you think that?
There's an old Arab proverb. Think about the leaving before you enter.
You don't trust me. Why? Why can't you see who I am?
You're not Lila.
She was different then. Now she's inside me, don't you understand?
The difference between you and Lila, and this is pretty amazing for an Ifrit anyway, she had powers, but she didn't use them. At least not on me. She even saved my life. I trusted her. I don't trust you.
I am Lila.
Well, you've changed, and I've changed. And I guess that's it. So long.
Jack.
What?
I need you.
Why?
I don't know. Come back here.
Ciao, baby.
You're not going to escape. You know that.
Yeah, I know.
You must remember this. A kiss is just a kiss. A sigh.
Well, you know, little Louis Lafitte, after that first night, there were other adventures with little Louis and the ghostly streetcar that haunted the fog-shrouded narrow streets of New Orleans. So, one night, as little Louis was walking home, again the fog so thick that again he missed his turn, and again he found himself in that same cemetery. Was he again thinking about pirates? Or was he perhaps thinking about skeletons? Oh, yes, and there stood the rusted, abandoned streetcar, looming out of the fog like some foreboding monster. And as he stood there thinking, oh no, not again, the headlight blinked and seemed to beckon. Come aboard, little Louis. He started to creep away, but then something happened. High above the headlight, at the top of the streetcar, something flickered and glowed. And there, in very large letters, was the name of the streetcar. Le Petit Lafitte. Well, how could little Louis refuse to board a streetcar named Le Petit Lafitte? So, he climbed aboard, and off they went on another adventure. Whee! Now, as you know, this wasn't your average streetcar. But no one knew where or when it would appear. The gendarmes would never find his tracks because little Louis left no tracks. The tracks would appear in front of the streetcar and then disappear behind it. Poof! Just like that. They soon discovered it was impossible to track him. When the fog came, drifting out of the river and creeping into the French Quarter, that was when the streetcar named Le Petit Lafitte would strike again. Out of the gray swirling fog, you may see an eerie greenish eye. A single headlamp, as big as your head, peering this way and that. And it may even pull up alongside another streetcar. And there, glaring out of the grimy windows, you'll see the skulls of pirates. Wearing bandanas and eye patches, their jaws snapping and their teeth clacking as they... Sometimes, the pirates may get to howling so loudly, they'll begin to rock the streetcar from side to side as the tourists flee in all directions. Of course, not all will flee. Some will simply shriek and faint right on the spot. While others will wave and howl right back, thinking, oh, well, it must be something to do with Mardi Gras. But for those especially brave, or especially stupid, tourists, the pirates may smile with their skullish, lipless grins and point a bony finger upward, up above the ceiling, up above the roof, outside to the pole high above the streetcar. And there, cheerfully waving in the breeze, will be a black flag with a white skull and crossbones. The Jolly Roger! And that, you see, is the story of a streetcar named Le Petit Lafitte.
It's evening. Once again, Jack is walking down Bourbon Street, making his way back to his hotel.
I'm being followed again. It's him, all right. Certainly not afraid of me. Now let's see how far he'll follow me this time.
As the noise of the night recedes into the background, Jack is alone. Well, almost alone.
What'll happen if I stop and wait? Will he stop too? He's still coming. But I don't hear footsteps. Interesting.
The man walks up to Jack. He puts out his hand.
Wow. This is just like in my dream. Except he's not reaching to grab my neck. He's offering his hand. A What did she say?
Hold their wrist, not their hand.
Jack places his hand over the man's wrist. He looks at Jack. His face is as pale as the moon.
You know who I am?
I think I know what you are, not who you are.
And then, together, they continue down the silent, empty street.
Were you the one in my dream?
When you became frightened, your dream became a nightmare.
Well, dreams often do.
It was your fear that turned me into a monster.
I made you a monster?
In your dreams.
I see. Where are we going?
Do not be afraid.
It's easy for you to say. You're already dead. By the way, what's it like, being dead? Do you still get frightened?
Yes.
That's interesting.
We still carry our emotions.
I see. But what do you want from me?
You have stepped into other dimensions. Is that not so?
Yes, it's true.
I want to return.
You mean return to the dead?
Yes.
But there are voodoo priestesses. Can't they help you?
Not as you can. They extract a price.
What kind of price?
I would never be free.
I see. How can I help you?
Open the door for me.
To get back? Where is the door?
Here.
You mean behind this wall?
There is an entrance.
There's a wrought iron gate. It's locked. This is a cemetery.
Yes.
But this isn't the door you meant.
No.
Is it inside the cemetery?
Near.
Where?
I don't know.
Do you remember what it looks like?
Light.
The door looks like light?
Yes. Will you help me?
How did you enter the world of the living?
I was drawn here.
Someone called you.
I came because I wanted to.
And now you can't get back.
No. Help me.
Okay. I think I'd better see Madame Ebel.
No.
Oh, right. You do realize I'm out of my league here.
You are the one.
You let a zombie lead you to a graveyard?
He's very sad.
He wants me to help him to return.
To the dead?
Yes. He chose you. Now, why is that?
Because I've been around.
But never to the land of the dead.
Well, once, but that's another story. This zombie knew about me. That's why he chose me. But I haven't the faintest idea how I can help.
Why don't you ask your girlfriend?
My girlfriend? Oh, right. He said no priestesses. But in the meantime, if you'd like to cheer him up, I might be able to arrange a date for you, Dominique.
Oh, that's a foot.
And speaking of Jack's girlfriend, well, when Jack is walking along Jackson Park, there, seated at a card table with her crystals and tarot cards...
Hey, Sophia?
Jack?
Telling fortunes?
Well, what's it look like?
Well, it looks like fortune telling.
Let me have your hand. I won't bite.
You sure about that?
Trust me.
Yeah, right.
Come on.
Okay.
Hold still.
You reading my palm?
Well. Look at this.
What?
It looks like you're free.
From what?
Guess.
You? Let me see your hand.
No.
Oh, come on, hand it over.
Why?
Well, I always thought you had the most beautiful hands.
No, I don't.
Come on. See? They're lovely.
They're not.
Oh, look at this.
What?
this line. Oh, look where it goes. Down your palm and right up your sleeve.
I lost her. You know that.
Ashe?
Madame Abu took her from me. She took everything.
And that's why you're out on the street telling fortunes.
She took my powers.
Are you sure about that?
I'm alone. Look at me. It's your fault.
Mine? Why?
She did this to me because of you.
Sophia, that demon, that wasn't Lila.
I know that now. Ashay was jealous of Lila, and that's why she wanted you. Now here I am. It's your fault.
Well, I'm sorry.
Get out of here.
You're still as beautiful as ever. You haven't lost that.
Jack.
Hmm?
Beat it.
Okay.